5 spot with Gatos and Chad. Brought to you by Parker & Sons Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
AI, it's real. I've been talking about it for a long time. Yeah. Everybody around here just laughs at me and says, well, it's coming, and it's coming fast. Where AI started in November. So I always talk about my uncle. We have a company, and because he was one of the big founders of like Blizzard and stuff. He was like one of the co-creators of like the earliest games of World of Warcraft and stuff. He's got friends all over, and we get beta testing of these things. Things like ChatGPT or a thing called Midjourney. Mm-hmm. Midjourney 6 months ago, it looked like a kid drawing with the wrong hand a stick figure. Now you could never tell it's not a real photograph. Really? It is the most amazing thing you've ever seen.
Isn't that kind of that's the technology behind AI. It is always teaching itself. Yes. It is learning and getting better all the time. It's the opposite of what we used to call the everything going to greater disorder.
Yes. It's
AI is the opposite. It is always improving.
Always, itself. And it's doing it at lightning pace. And okay. The question for you guys out there is: you think your job can't be touched?
Can't be touched.
Can't be touched. AI, we're going to find out now.
Ever.
You are just. We can't. You're indispensable. We can't Ready. Lose you. Chris in Scottsdale, what do you do? And do you think AI can get your job?
AI could probably take part of my job, the data and analytics of it. But I am an international and domestic merchant processor. In other words, I'm the liaison between the banks who have provided the merchant accounts for predominantly online clients. Hmm. So I get the first call in the middle of the night rather than the banks don't want to deal with individual merchants. They can be real pitas. So they call me and they say, we have a fraud problem, we have a chargeback problem, et cetera. So I have done the analytics and realized that, you know, charges or fraudulent charges are coming through, which AI could probably do faster and better than I can. Mm. However, it's the personal touch and the in-between. My clients have been with me for 25 years.
Yeah.
You know, I found them their first divorce attorney and their second wife and whatever.
So you get the personal touch, your relationship. Appreciate your call.
When that goes away.
When that goes away.
Do they replace it with a computer?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Bill in Tempe, what job do you have? And do you think AI could, I don't know, maybe take your gig?
Not a chance. I'm a locksmith, and there's too much physical stuff that they can do, too much mechanical stuff. Troubleshooting, maybe. And we do use some technology, but there's no way.
At this point, no way. But when everything becomes technology, then you won't have to worry about that.
I mean, if you're talking about like electronic access and stuff like that, maybe, but keys are always better. They're fail safe.
Yeah, very interesting. Appreciate your call. We're talking about AI here. It's 5 spot. Can AI take your job or not? Do you worry about it? Stephanie in Phoenix, can AI take your gig?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think so, but I guess anything's possible. I'm a hearings paralegal. I prepare files for the attorney for Social Security disability hearings.
Totally take your job in a heartbeat.
There's probably AI doing that job right now. I'm kidding.
There is.
So the whole thing is that I don't know if my clients would want to talk to somebody that will never experience an ailment that they have.
That right there is the personal.
The
goes back
touch.
To the human touch of something.
Yeah.
But, I appreciate your call. Yesterday.
But that's the thing with AI.
A study came out that AI shows more empathy than doctors when they've been doing stuff online.
I saw a test, if you will, and people couldn't tell the difference between talking to a real person and talking to an AI-generated person, and they were asking them personal questions.
Yeah, see?
They couldn't discern between them.
Heather in Phoenix, could AI take your gig?
Not a chance.
What do you do?
I'm a massage therapist, so there's already the massage chairs out there.
Yeah.
And most people that I know that can afford a massage chair still come to see me. So not really sure how they could.
That would be tough. The robots with AI will take your job, not AI by itself.
Oh,
yeah. So be prepared.
That's right. There's something to be said for the human touch.
Yes.
And that would already have been done with massage chairs. So I think I'm pretty solid.
All right. There you go. She says that until the robot. robots come out there and they're like, hello there, how are you today?
I think it's interesting. Yeah. And I do think you really need to think creatively about what you do.
Absolutely. That's why I keep telling my son, everybody poops, go get yourself a plumbing thing. Doesn't mean plumbing can't be affected by it.
Because if you think about it this way, you know, whatever job you do, the question would be, could you do your job better if you had an assistant, an untrained assistant?
Yeah.
And people go, oh, yeah, I think that might be good.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, what if that assistant kept getting smarter and smarter? Oh, well, that'd be pretty good. What if that assistant was a robot and could physically do things? Okay. All of a sudden, you're like, wait a minute, that assistant could replace me.
Yeah.
And that's what AI is doing
for a lot of
people.
That's the big fear. It's already getting rid of people across the board. Robert in Mesa. Robert, last call in Five Spot today. Could AI replace you?
Absolutely not. I'm a letter carrier for the United States Postal Service, and I walk 10, 11 miles a day, and I'm the last guy who touches your mail before it goes in the box next to your door.
Think that until the robots come and realize that they can do that.
Drones that drop
They've
the
already
mail
got the bad drones. And, you don't think they're looking at this? How can they have a robot that can come and do that?
They gotta
sorting
think.
The mail, doing all that stuff. It's all coming, people. It is. I'm not here to be a Debbie Downer.
No.
When you learn how to work with it, there will be more millionaires and billionaires created because of this. This is the wheel. This is the combustible engine. This is all. There will be more of those things coming from it. So learn to work with it and around it. You're going to be great. If not, and you start to fight it, it's going to be ugly for you.
It's interesting.
It is.
Well, we were talking about, you know, the Writers Guild is on strike. Yeah. And they already have, you know, ChatGPT is an example of computer programs, artificial intelligence that could write a sitcom, could write an hour-long drama. Could do all that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. Absolutely. I'm excited about seeing what AI does for us.